Thank you for calling XPO. This is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hey, Rebecca. This is Brenda from the Alberta Home Depot. I have two POs I'm calling about, please.
Brenda, could I get your store number?
0149.
0149. And can I get each PO so I can just get them written down?
Okay. So the first one is 494-82512.
Okay. And the second one?
Same number. One is are the last numbers at the back.
Okay. What's the last one? What's the last numbers at the back?
11. So 494-82511.
All right. Give me just a second.
Okay.
All right. Can you bear with me just a moment? Thank you. Okay, I do appreciate you holding your participating in our training class. So give me just a moment. We definitely want everyone to know how to pull up Home Depot orders. 494-82512.
You're training some people?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Memorial Day is coming. We got to definitely make sure we have enough people to answer that phone. And are these both for the same customer, I take it?
Yes, So I need to do a couple of things before we get to the scheduling part. So I need to change the name on there to Louisa. So it's the wife, and she's kind of going crazy because it was put under the husband's name.
L-O-U-I-S-A?
L-U-I-S-A, yes.
Oh, no. Oh, L-U-I-S-A.
No, I think it's L-O-U-I-S-A, Louisa.
Okay.
Yeah, L-O-U-I-S-A,
perfect.
Correct.
Same last name, though.
And then, For the address, the number is correct, but the spelling of the word.
I see it. Inverness.
It should be Inverness, correct. Inverness.
Got it.
Creole.
Okay, perfect.
And then another thing, we want to change the phone numbers on there. So I just want one phone number, and it's her number, and I can give you that when you're ready.
Okay, so I see two phone numbers here. Is it either one of these that are on the order, the 678-446?
Those are good, yes.
That one is it? Okay. So what?
And that's why if you see the note, if you guys been calling her, but you haven't been able to get her, because the number is her husband's number and he doesn't answer.
Understood. What is her number with the area code?
It's 678.
Okay.
446.
Okay.
1400.
1400. Okay. 678-446-1400.
Correct.
Now, did you want me to put the other number for her husband on there as an alternate in the case that they can't reach her day of?
Yeah, you can. Put that as a secondary number, but leave her as a primary, as a first number.
No problem. And then do we want to update the email for any reason?
Yes. Let's update the email to Lulu, L-U-L-U, P-A-N-K-E-Y, Panky.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
All right. So L-U-L-U, P as in Paul, A-N-K-E-Y at gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. And we need that updated on both of these orders?
Yes, on both POs, correct, yeah.
Thank you. Give me just a second. Sorry, it looks a little weird because everything comes in on my end and all caps. I don't type that way, so I'm just making everything look... same here. Okay. And since you've got two orders here, I'm going to let one of my trainees handle the other order. Let's look at getting it scheduled, though. So we need to schedule the measure first and foremost, right? Because you've got two measure orders here.
Yeah,
may I ask why
measures.
May I ask why it's two?
It's two different. I don't know why they.
Okay. Let me just tell you this. They do not. They can get measure for multiple appliances on one measure. So you don't have to send a separate one. So you don't have to charge the customer twice for a measure.
Yes. Okay, so I'll send a separate one, but not charge customer for. I'll do that now.
Okay, so the one that I updated just now was the one ending in 1-1, I believe. Let me see. No, the one ending in 1-2 is the one that I updated. So if you'd like, I could put the other one in a canceled status. Since it's got
the
wrong,
the
extra measure. And then I can take the notes from that one, the wall oven, double wall oven, 30-inch, and KODE507ESS.
Okay.
And I'm just going to add it to this one for the cooktop. But,
okay,
yeah,
so
they'll measure
so
for the whole kitchen if you need them to on one measure appointment.
So you so put the cooktop on a different measure, right?
No, the only one I was able to update on my end, the first one that I updated, rather, was the 1-2. So
okay.
That is correct. I'm going to add the cooktop to the 1-2, and then we can get the other one canceled out.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. So you do both measures, two appliances.
Yes, but you only need one measure appointment. You don't have to charge her for a measure for each appliance.
Okay, gotcha.
So that'll make her day,
yes.
I hope, a little better.
Okay, so I don't need to create another measure. Okay, gotcha.
And so I've got a note here letting them know that they're measuring for the cooktop and for the wall oven.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So if you want to let her know, I have an order number that you can give her that's fairly simple if she needs to call us back to reschedule or anything like that.
Well, I was calling back because she tried to call back and they, I guess someone couldn't find her order. And so she
right.
She went to her behalf.
Yeah,
so
what I wanted,
schedule.
If she was giving them her phone number, it wasn't going to pull up that way.
I
do know
that
much.
That's what I told her.
So
that's why we cleared it up. That's what I told her. That's
if you want to give her this number, when you reach back to her, it's actually numbers and letters, but this will pull it right up. It's 0726, B as in Bravo, C as in Charlie, 83.
Repeat that again for me, please.
So 0726, B as in Bravo, C like Charlie, 83. Should be 8 characters total.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And what is this number again? Tell me, please.
That's the number on our end for this measure. That's the order number. So if she were to provide that number to a rep, most customers will have their PO number, but they won't know the store number. And to pull it up over here, we've got to combine your store number with the PO number.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. I learned something here as well.
Hey,
so
teach
would
the
you
customers.
Be able to
I'm sorry?
Would you be able to schedule it right now?
Sure, if you know the date.
So this is the, so what do you have tomorrow available?
I can tell you I don't have tomorrow available because we have to go at least 3 business days out for everything to get routed.
Okay.
But let me see what the next available date is. So today is it already Thursday?
Thursday.
So the soonest date that I'm allowed to schedule for is going to be Tuesday the 1st. They're not working that Monday for the Memorial Day holiday. I can, I'm happy to send an email over to the service provider to see if they're able to get to her this Friday or Saturday, because I see the dates are open on my end. I just can't schedule for it and have to get routed.
Memorial Day. Let's do it for next week. Is
okay.
Wednesday available?
Yes. So that would be the 2nd of June.
Wednesday the 2nd.
Yes, ma'am.
What date is today?
Today is Thursday.
Today's the 20th.
Oh, excuse me. I'm living in the future. You'll have to forgive me.
You're
so,
in vacation mode.
No, I'm just living in the future. That's all. So Monday the 24th, and then we have Wednesday the 26th of May.
Okay, so Monday the 24th is good.
Okay, you want Monday the 24th?
Yes.
Okay. And first time schedule. And then, Brenda, what number did you give the customer when you gave her our number?
I gave her the 866-285-9200.
Perfect. So as long as you give her that 0726BC83, She should be able to call us if something comes up or she needs to change the date.
Okay. Okay. I'll tell her that.
All right. I'm going to put the customer after updating bad contact info. Term 05-24-2021 and provide a DMS number to provide to the customer. All right. So we've got you down for the 24th of May. And you can let the customer know, with this being a Monday, she should get her time frame call that Friday or Saturday prior, because the offices are closed, especially with, Memorial Day. No, excuse me, that's not for another week. Okay, so, yeah, she should get that call Friday evening, Saturday morning-ish. And if she doesn't, she can give us a call on Saturday to find out her time frame if she misses it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, is there anything else I can assist you with before I let you go?
That is all. You've been very helpful. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Not a problem. You have a great one. Thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.